Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk about Liverpool's Champions League draw and much, much more with Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Wrap. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Steve. What match has ever gone for?
I'm not telling you. Gotta listen.
Oh, I'd love to know.
Yeah, I know you're a long way away. I'll text you after it's gone out. I can't spoil the illusion for everyone. It's not one match actually. He's gone for two matches, but
of course he always bends the rules.
He's got an interesting life story anyway, so we'll get through that. Yeah, let's start with the Champions League draw. Friday, a lot of time to reflect and analyse and look at what Liverpool have got. Roma over two legs, arguably the best for you, Neil.
Possibly from a sporting point of view. I think there's, I don't like them. It's quite interesting. There's the idea of where you want your home and away legs. And I think the Man City game, it really suits Liverpool to have the home leg first. I think you could see that in hindsight. For this one, I'm of the view that I'd probably rather have Roma at home second leg. So if we'd have got Madrid, I'd probably rather have been at home first leg and away second. But for Roma, I'd rather have been away first leg and home second. I think that's because you've seen what they've done against Barcelona. And my point about that isn't, it is partially. If they can do it against Barcelona, they can do it against anyone. But it's more the idea that, you know, there's no plausible scoreline that doesn't have the Stadio Olimpico absolutely full of hope and desire and will. In the same way that we can see Anfield like that, you know, these are magical grounds that have got their own special vibe. And that's my concern with this is the order that the games have come. And it also makes Roma's mind up for the first leg. You know, Roma aren't Manchester City, where I'm not going to say Pep Guardiola's side can only play one way, but it's fair to say they tend to play with what's brought them to the party, which is that brand of football. Roma, I think you'll see them come to Anfield and they will just want to get out with as close a scoreline as possible, and that's the way in which they'll set up. So I think all round, really, I think if we could have gone to Roma first leg, put the pressure on them to attack, hopefully pick them off once or twice, and then brought a scoreline back to Anfield that we could have worked with, I think we will be in better shape. As it is, it's a bit more of a step into the unknown. But let's be honest about this. It's the European Cup semi-final. It's not meant to be easy.
No, look, let's face it. We don't know too much about Roma, do we? None of us can claim to be Serie A aficionados who've watched them all season, but we do know what Liverpool have done at certain times this season in matches where they've wowed us, they've taken us to different heights. Have Roma done anything like that, or was that Barcelona game a little bit more of a one-off for them in their season?
They did really well against Chelsea home and away, and I think, you know, if you almost approach it the way in which you'd approach it with horse racing form, you know, you can point out that this is, you know, you can almost use metaphors like this is clearly a side that can step up to the occasion. They've only got 61 points so far in their league season in Serie A, and they're battling it out for the Champions League places. So they're not quite in the same, they haven't looked quite as proficient as Liverpool in a week in, week out sense across the whole of the season. But you can see that was a tough group that they had to get out of, you know, Atletico Madrid, Chelsea, and Carabag, and yet Roma, you know, you'd have had them as third in that group, a third with a big distance to fourth, but third nonetheless, and yet they found a way, they did the business. They got the way home against Barcelona, so I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be of the view that, you know, this will be straightforward, but I do think that throughout the course of the season, they have shown they've got the propensity for an off day, and they also have shown from the stuff I've been reading and when I have seen them this season, a lot of what Liverpool do well, they don't look to cope with particularly well. There's not a great deal of pace in this Roma side, so I think if Liverpool can find a way to get playing against them and can look to really turn on the afterburners, then I think there'll be opportunities across both legs for Liverpool to really blow them away. I saw a fair bit of the game against Barcelona, the first leg where they got beat 4-1, and listen, it was four horrible goals that Barcelona scored, the scruffiest goals you've seen in your life. But I was watching it, and I was watching it more from the point of view of watching Barcelona than watching Roma at that stage. But when I was watching it like, my word, when does anyone play quick? How slow is this? You know, and in comparison to what you see Liverpool, Manchester City games go and how they played out, it really does look at times pedestrian in comparison. And I think that's what Liverpool have got to look to do. They've got to look to be able to impose themselves with Jurgen Klopp's brand of technically astonishing, but crucially really, really quick football. And I think if they do that, there's definitely a way for them to be able to be confident they'll score at least two goals in both legs.
It's brilliant how they've kept their league form going. I mean, we've talked before about how in maybe 2005 or even 2001, you know, league form often stuttered at the expense of the cup run. But Liverpool's form both domestically and in Europe has been incredible the way they've just done it together.
Very much so, and I think that this is something which, if you're Jurgen Klopp, you don't want that to stop. There'll be a lot of people who will expect there to be mass changes against West Bromwich Albion. I'm not too sure. I think if you're Jurgen, what you're trying to say to these players is, lads, this is what we want every year. We want to go deep into European competition and we want to be challenging for domestic honours. Now, listen, Manchester City have got the title wrapped up, but next season, if Liverpool are closer to Manchester City and in a bit more of a ding-dong battle, then you'll want to be able to draw on the experience of this year and say, lads, we did this last year. We can do this. We can keep winning and keep playing well under these circumstances. And I think that that's something which Liverpool supporters should be genuinely excited about. Liverpool's form since the turn of the year, since Christmas, is genuinely championship form. It's only because of anomalies like Chelsea last season and Manchester City this, winning so many games consecutively, they get a points total that puts you out of sight. But this is something Liverpool can build on. Only one team's come to Anfield second half of the season and got themselves a point, and that's Tottenham. No one else has managed that, and Tottenham are a good side. I think that there's loads and loads where you're able to look at Liverpool, Anfield becoming a bit of a fortress, Liverpool getting good results on the road, and be able to think, well, this is a staging post in what can be next season's competition as well.
And I wonder how many additions there'll be for next season. In fact, will Liverpool do business before the World Cup, do you think, Neil?
I don't want to, Steve. I mean, Jurgen's he's not shy about saying he wants to get his players in. He's already got Naby Keita on the way, but he very much likes the idea of getting his players in and getting them in sharpish. So I would expect him to do everything he can. But then, that doesn't always mean it happened. Last season, he got Oxlade-Chamberlain last day of the window. So I don't think there's, I think that they want the right players, and that's been quite clear. They've waited for Keita now for a season. They waited half a season for Van Dijk. They waited until the end of the window for Oxlade-Chamberlain. And these are all players that were clearly earmarked by Liverpool. So I think that, I think if you give him the choice, he wants them in as quickly as possible. But if you ask him to compromise on what his choice is, well, he's clearly, absolutely clearly not prepared to do that. And at the minute, he's vindicated in that decision. I think there's a lot of aspects of the football club that are able to say they're vindicated at the moment. I think the transfer strategy, the way it's implemented, absolutely, the vindication's huge. And I think that at times we might have to be more patient. I mean, we might have to be, it's not quite in the nature of football supporters. We want everything now in an ideal world. But yeah. I think that we might have to acknowledge that, listen, on and off the pitch, Liverpool have had a good season here. They've got a lot right, and yeah, it might not be, if Van Dijk comes in, if he managed to secure Van Dijk last summer instead of all the errors which went on around the press and the Blackpool thing, then it may well be that Liverpool have got 6, 7, 8 more points. But let's be honest, they wouldn't necessarily be hunting down Manchester City, right now. Let's just allow that one to go. So, the difference is probably negligible. So Liverpool haven't been perfect, but they've been very good indeed. And so they deserve the respect for that. And they deserve to be given the time and room this summer to be able to say, right, we know who the boys are that we want and we're going to secure them. But he'll definitely, Steve, if he can get them in before the World Cup starts, he will get them in.
Have you got a feeling that Liverpool are ahead of the game in terms of their plan then? The plan that maybe existed when they brought Jurgen in?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the idea of consecutive Champions League qualifications, I think Jurgen will have planned for that his first two full seasons. He'll have wanted that. And he's been quite full-throated in terms of that. He said that he wants this season. It's very important to secure that Champions League qualification. He articulates it as it's where Liverpool should be. And I think that we all as Liverpool supporters agree with that. I think that he's aware of what Pep Guardiola and Manchester City will be capable of in terms of the number of points they can get across the course of a season. And so I think managers in Liverpool's time gone back, Brendan Rodgers, Rafa Benitez, will have planned to build an 80-point squad at Anfield. I think Jurgen's trying to build a 90-point squad, and I think he's aware that that might mean occasionally waiting the season for Naby Keita or half a season for Virgil van Dijk to get the right man, rather than just get a plan to get to 80 points. But the other side of that is, I think that part of that is, you then see where you are come February. If you're in a title race, great, you kick on and you're in the title race. Or if you can kick on in Europe, you kick on in Europe. And I think either way, that's what you've seen here is, sport is sport. Sometimes opportunities present themselves, and that's what's happened to Liverpool in Europe this season. Sometimes opportunities present themselves, but you've got to have your baseline. And I think Jurgen Klopp's baseline has been Champions League qualification. He's done it in his first full season. He's in a good position to do it in his second full season. And then you go from there. And I think Liverpool now, the next thing to kick on is to kick on to be able to break 85 points, approach 90 points, and therefore be able to give Manchester City a run for the money domestically. But in Europe, you just throw the dice. And if you get yourself into February, you're in the last 16. Then you're in the last 8, and now we're in the last 4. Let's go.
Neil, thank you very much. Speak soon.
Thank you, Steve.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.